This is Ozarks at Large. It is Veterans Day. And later this afternoon, Christina, there will be a Veterans Day parade along Emma Avenue in Springdale.
There will be. Becca just told us about it, didn't she?
She did. And Steve Gray, who is the president of the Northwest Arkansas Veterans Day Association, as well as the military liaison for Senator John Bozeman's office, talked to me Friday morning about the parade.
Years past, it was the parade of the year. I mean, really, we didn't have Christmas parades and we didn't have other parades for various entities or efforts. And it really was our big parade of the year. And over the time, it's just sort of lost its significance. So actually, back in 1999, the Lions Club, who puts up a lot of the flags in the on the businesses on every national holiday, decided to orchestrate a parade. We had a parade in the area for years. And I was a part of that Lions Club back then. And then the next year, they decided to sort of not get involved. So that's when we created this Northwest Arkansas Veterans Day Association and been putting on parades since. What's interesting is we could get a lot of folks in the parade, but not a lot of folks to sit on the sidelines to say thank you. So we took a hiatus a couple of years back, and we're shamed into getting back at this because of a young lady by the name of Crystal Osborne. Her two children are named Justice and Liberty, by the way. And she put on a parade 2 years ago in Fayetteville with about maybe 15 or so entrants, 20 entrants. And we said, all right, we need to do this, and we don't care who's on the sidelines or not. So
I love the simple approach to if you want to be in, come.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is about recognizing our win. In fact, we're going to have 7 World War II veterans as our grand marshals, 5 male and 2 female. And we always get great support out of our car clubs in the area, the British Club, Thunderbirds, Corvette clubs. And we'll pile those folks in, and they'll be the first ones out to be recognized. We're going to have a little blurb on every single entity in the parade. We're going to have a little narrative so we can brag about them. We're going to have a couple of junior high school bands. Highlander Bagpipers always add a lot. And then we're going to have some of our assisted living folks from Butterfield and Arkansas, anybody else who can muster up some of our older veterans and put them in a bus and bring them out. It should be just a great day. We're praying for good weather. I understand there are going to be some clouds in the area, but unfortunately, last time we did it at Springdale, it did rain before the parade, so I hope that's not the jinx this year. But
we've talked about the parade, but I do want to ask you about, you're on the road, you're between Jasper and Harrison, and some of the reason you're on the road, you've been meeting with some veterans today.
Well, we have. I try to get out to our veteran service officers. There are 75 counties, and I try to visit with them. And in my other capacity as the military liaison for the senator, I try to do that as much as I can. I think it's important to keep that network going and for them to understand that we're wanting to tackle a lot of the different issues. And I went by a nursing home that we had presented medals to a couple of years ago, one of the veterans there, and I thought, doggone, I'm going to go in there and see how many are still around and give them a pat on the back. And most of them, one guy's 99 years old. In fact, we presented him a Bronze Star medal out of Coal Hill about 10 years ago. And he fought in the Philippines and liberated a prison camp. And as he turned the corner, he saw his older brother there, one that the whole family thought had perished. And it was just really quite a story. And so it was a kick. It was really enjoyable to recognize these folks. You know, they didn't ask for an awful lot, and they donned the uniform and fought for our freedom. And I think it's only right to give them some recognition.
All right, the parade, absolutely free, is Sunday afternoon along Emma in Springdale. Festivities begin at 1:30. Steve, please drive carefully, and thanks for your time.
Well, thank you, Kyle. Take care.
Steve Gray is the president of the Northwest Arkansas Veterans Day Association. He's also the military liaison for Senator John Bozeman's office. I talked to him Friday morning. He was in between Harrison and Jasper. He pulled over on Highway 7. Support for KUAF comes from Walton Art Center and the 10x10 art series featuring Eileen Ivers and Immigrant Soul Thursday. Grammy Award winner Eileen Ivers is a 9-time All-Ireland Fiddle champion and has performed with the London Symphony Orchestra, Boston Pops, Sting, Hall & Oates, and others. Tickets and more information at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600.
Support also comes from Theater Squared's annual Gala for Education, presenting the 2012 Arts Advocate Award to Denise and Hershey Garner. It will take place Thursday, November 15th at 6:30 p.m. The event, co-chaired by Lucy Arnaz and Lawrence Luckinbill, will benefit the theater's annual outreach to over 10,000 students and teachers. Tickets and more information can be found at theater2.org or by calling 445-6333.
This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville, Fort Chaffee.
Weekend Ozarks at Large is a production of KUAF. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
Happy Sunday.